Ellis County Sheriff Johnny Brown didn't get much warning. He said he learned late Wednesday afternoon about the plan. That gave him less than a day to prepare for the arrival of hundreds of children. He scrambled to call public officials across North Texas to come up with a plan. At a press conference, he said he's ready.
My thing is I want to make sure the citizens of Ellis County know that this is under control and we have everything secure and they have no fears at this point.
About 500 kids are coming to the Lakeview Camp and Retreat Center near Waxahachie in Ellis County. They're ages 12 to 17 and from Central America. They're expected to arrive sometime on Friday. About 200 adults will stay at the center to provide support and watch the kids. BCFS is a San Antonio-based nonprofit that will oversee the operation at the 330-acre site. The camp has about 1,000 beds, and it was chosen partly because it has enough space.
This will become a miniature city for the next 21 days. They have fire control, EMS, everything under control.
Brown said he was initially concerned because the area isn't fenced off. He's assigning off-duty deputies to patrol the area at no cost to Ellis County taxpayers. Brown just wishes he had had more time to prepare.
My issue was the short notice and not having time to prepare in a better fashion than to be up till midnight last night calling my fellow law enforcement officers from all the cities and the counsel's office trying to get something set up.
The Department of Health and Human Services oversees the placement of children who are without their parents. The kids heading to North Texas were detained by U.S. Border Patrol after entering the country illegally. Many are fleeing violence and poverty in their homeland. Last year, officials saw a surge in the number of children coming into the U.S., mostly from Central America, and Dallas County had offered to house as many as 2,000 kids. But federal officials didn't turn to Dallas County for help. The number of children arriving dropped significantly. This fall, though, the number of kids crossing the border has gone back up.
For the most part, these are just kids that have had very difficult lives, very difficult circumstances.
That's Rick Dubow. He's head of the North Texas District for the Assemblies of God, the group that oversees the Lakeview campsite in Ellis County. He said they were told the kids would only need to be housed for 3 weeks. He's giving these kids a warm welcome.
We didn't feel like there was any way we could turn them away and not care for them and feed them when we have the beds that are empty and the food that can be served in the process here, and it's our slowest time of year, so we were very available.
After the news broke on Wednesday, many took to social media to sound off about the children coming to North Texas. Some opposed the plan, while others asked how to help. Dubow said he was disappointed in the negative remarks.
It's created a little bit of a firestorm of fear that's out there, but we do not believe there's a reason to fear. We do camps all the time, and in many ways, this is like a camp. But as far as keeping these kids active and busy and moving forward and feeding them and giving them a safe environment, we can do that.
Federal officials say they're expanding capacity at detention centers in Texas, but it's not enough. They need temporary beds in case more children continue to cross into the U.S. Stella Chavez, KERA News.